Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
And we talk about how Singapore has changed over the years, and of course our physical landscape has changed, but our work landscape is constantly evolving in many very good ways. Mm-hmm. And our next guest is one of the people that's helping make that happen. Sabrina Ho is the founder and CEO of Half the Sky, Asia's leading career platform for women. And as she says, she's on a mission to provide every woman with the tools to build a successful career and navigate the future of work. That is a tall order, but Sabrina's doing a great job. Sabrina, welcome to Money FM Weekend Mornings.
Good morning, Glenn and Anita. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you with us today. Tell us about Half the Sky. What are you up to now? Is it a executive search firm, or what exactly is it?
Yes, so Half the Sky is a career and headhunting platform for women. So we do executive search as well, but I think our main function for the platform is matching female professionals to better jobs from equal opportunity employers. And, you know, obviously on the platform we provide, besides better jobs, we provide training, coaching, and we provide community for the female professionals as well. And we launched in October 2019, and so far we have great success. So many companies have joined us, like JP Morgan, DBS Bank, Cisco, IBM, and many, many more will be joining us as well. And the reason why I started Half the Sky is because in my career within the recruitment industry for over a decade, I've seen firsthand the biases, discrimination, stereotype women face in the workplace. You know, there's many, many examples, you know, women getting fired, often being retracted because they're pregnant. You know, a lot of women being underpaid, or even during interviews, only the women will being asked questions, that are completely not related to their capabilities to do the job. For example, hey, are you married? Are you planning to have kids? And those questions won't be asked to, you know, the male candidates. And there are cases that just outright they don't get the promotion because the organization or the team think that, you know, women leader won't be respected. So there's way too many real life examples that I've witnessed and experienced. And I personally feel, you know, enough is enough. So I don't want to keep talking about the issues. I really want to make a change. And I set up Half the Sky.
I'm glad that you did, because women hold up half the sky and sometimes more. I want to ask you though, Sabrina, with the companies that you work with, because it's really about how ready are they to really educate themselves and evolve themselves as corporations, as companies, and especially with their senior leadership, where all the decisions are actually being made. So in the time that you have set up the company, how ready have you found companies to be? And do you also offer them information and training to make themselves ready?
Good question.
Great question. Yeah, very, very good question. So for us, it's very clear on our platform because every companies that come on board and get access to our female professionals posting jobs to hire female talent, they need to go through a vetting process. So Half the Sky as an organization, we will make sure they have all the policies and initiative for their female employees, especially. For example, the policies will be including flexible working arrangement. Do they have equal pay initiative? Do they have return to work policies, leadership development program, and many more. So for organizations who doesn't have those policies and initiative, we won't be allowing them to post jobs or get access to our platform. But we work with a team of experts to provide consulting to help them implement those policies and initiative and build the infrastructure and support for their employees, female and male.
So conversely, because, in reading up about Half the Sky, you're providing women the tools as well. What are the tools that you feel? Because I think over the years, there's been a lot of tools that are actually kind of male-centric tools that you needed to be able to be that way in order to get in the door. And I've heard it even as recent as a couple of years ago on panels and in discussions where people are beating the same dead horse over and over again. But if we look at it from the woman's perspective, what are the tools that a woman needs if they are to be employed well?
I think what's happening in the world is the world of work has changed, and we're actually in the future of work already. So technology, automation. So what do we all right now, not just women, but male as well, everybody, they need to change their mindset. They need to adopt that growth mindset to retrain, relearn, and reskills. So I always advise a lot of people, look at your industries, where they're going. It doesn't matter you're in aviation, manufacturing, banking, of course, technology. They are going through some sort of transformation. So you need to look at where the industry is going and how your skill set are going to be relatable for the future. And if you don't have those skill sets, you have to retrain, relearn, and reskill now. And at Half the Sky, what we provide is we have career coaching. So we work with a team of career coach. And again, we will screen all the coaches to make sure that they have the industry experience and they have the expertise on women issue and they understand the challenges that women face in the workplace. So we provide those career coaching so they can, you know, conduct job search, they can revamp their CV, and many more. And we also provide training. So second half of this year, we are rolling out our training capability on our platform, focusing on technical skills. So I think as a start, we provide software development and digital marketing skills to our community.
Oh, fantastic. We're talking with Sabrina Ho, who is the founder and CEO of Half the Sky. And Sabrina, we have so many great organizations for women in Singapore. We have AWARE, Singapore Women's Association, the Council on Women's Organizations, Board Agender, many, many very positive initiatives. And I want to ask, how do we bring men into this conversation? Because it is great to have the women's organizations helping women and empowering them, such as yours. But without men being part of this discussion as to, A, what's not working well, what needs to be changed, I think it's a bigger stone to push up the hill.
Yep.
Without us involved. So how do you at Half the Sky view this? Do you get men involved in trying to make some of these changes?
Yes, absolutely. Great question as well. And I think for us to, our mission is to level the playing field for women at work. And I think to really level the playing field, we have to involve our male allies as well. And I have to say so far, a lot of males, they've been so supportive. But I think sometimes they just don't know how.
Yeah.
How they can support women in the workplace, how we can, help them move up to the chain. And I think as a woman, I think the first step is to ask the male colleagues or male senior executive to support you. And you will know when they are, whether they're supportive of you or not. So I think number one is to ask, and you will definitely find those male allies within the organization or, within your families and your friends as well. But I think this is our job first, is to ask. Yeah,
I know a number of fellow speakers, public speakers that myself included. We host panels, we do keynote speeches and things, and many of us have signed pledges to not be on mantles, right? Panels,
yep,
that are only male, only where there are only males. And I know that sounds like such a small thing, but this in one way helps to push event organizers to make sure that they are making sure that panels are diverse.
Diverse, absolutely.
And if somebody says, no, I'm not going to host that panel,
yep,
and this is why, it does get them to think in a different way. So I know that's a small thing. It's not necessarily within the office, but I think it is one way that we can
absolutely
help to push that needle.
I mean, if you're attending events and you're going into trainings where there's diversity and equity as well, then it starts to actually change the way that people assume and see things as well.
Yeah.
But I'm all for the bigger story of this, which is really doing that kind of inner work. And you asked, how can men actually contribute?
Yeah.
I think that men themselves do have to take a closer look at where they are in this story, and also where other men are, because I think for the longest time, and Sabrina, you might agree with me, that this holding up of Half the Sky, we're holding it. Now, who's holding up the other half of the sky? Because, and there are many men. And I would also say to that, another point is that a lot of situations do not actually give space for men to speak. And nobody actually really wants to hear from men. And I think it's time for those men who have a point of view on how this can be done better from a male standpoint should stand up and actually start speaking about it. What do you say, Sabrina?
Yes, I absolutely agree. And this is exactly what we're doing at Half the Sky as well. All of our panel, all of our workshops, we have a mix of male and female speakers. And let's say we talk about issues, you know, women's role for the future of work or digitalization, you know, what can women do about it or how can women upskill themselves so that they can stay relevant for the future of work. So all these type of events, webinar, we ensure there will be at least one or half of the panel will be male because they bring in different perspective. And that's what we have this guy about. It's all about diversity, diversity of thoughts, ideas, and opinions.
I suggest a panel. How can men stay relevant?
Oh.
Love it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not being glib and I'm not trying to be rude towards men because I'm not at all a man basher, but I think it's about that. Because for the longest time, we've had the panels about how women can stay relevant and what they can do and Well, let's talk about this with guys. Come on, let's do it.
We're either half the problem or half the solution, depending on how you look at it.
And
right?
I think it's both, right? And I think we are looking for solutions, so we want to make people more self-aware. So you, me, and Sabrina, we're going to have this panel.
Let's do it. I'm game.
Yay!
We just gave you your next project.
Awesome, I love it.
Sabrina, we do have to leave it there, but how can people get in touch with you if they want to get more information about Half the Sky?
Yes, we're all on social. You know, we're on LinkedIn. Of course, we have our platform, halftheskyasia.com. Check out all the better jobs on there, all the equal opportunity employers. We have events, we have career resources, content, and sign up for free as well. And also, we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. We can find us, Half the Sky Asia.
Oh my gosh, you're everywhere. We shouldn't have any trouble at all finding you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with us today on Money FM Weekend Mornings. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon and Anita.
See you.